serve an incredible Father who loves us beyond anything we could conceive. And Father, without this word coming alive in us, it's just another word. But as your grace continues to pour out of us to those who don't have a clue as to why we don't receive things, we need your wisdom. We need your revelation. In Jesus' name. Many years ago, the Lord brought me to this particular book. And today it was back in my face. And it's how God made us righteous instead of how we make ourselves righteous. And so if you'll bow your heads and agree with me, say, Father, I need your word. Your understanding of how righteousness is a part of my future. In Jesus' name. E.W. Kenyon was quite a gentleman, and all I can tell you is his writings on this subject took place many years ago. But you know, we are stubborn people, stuck in our old ways, and I say this qualifying each of you, because we're all stuck, otherwise we would not be where we are. And I include myself, there are still pieces to the puzzle that I do not understand, but God's still on the job. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, God made to be sin on our behalf. Our standing with God is on the grounds of faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, God laid upon Jesus our iniquities. Everything that we have ever done, he put on his son. Jesus was more than a sin offering. He was actually made sin with our sins. He was made unrighteous with our unrighteousness. So it's kind of odd that everything that we have ever done was put on him and we're still trying to carry it. Okay? As our sin substitute, bearing our sins and bearing us, he went to the place of suffering after he left his body. He stayed there until every claim of justice against us had been satisfied. He was made our substitute, taking our place, being made sin with our sin, because he didn't fail. We did, and we still do. He went to prison, to which sinners were sentenced, and suffered until everything against us has been met. It was deity, or godliness, suffering for humanity. And being deity, he could pay the penalty. When the Supreme Court of the universe declared that what God had wrought in Christ was sufficient, that his suffering were adequate and made every demand of justice, he declared that Jesus was justified or made righteous, Romans 4:25. So you better write that one down because, see, it's got to be God's opinion of you that counts on your behalf. If you take this and you just listen to it and it goes in one ear and out the other, it's going to do you absolutely no good. It's going to be just somebody else's opinion, and somebody else's opinion is not going to give you victory. In 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul says that he was justified in the Spirit. Hear me. He was justified in the Spirit. And in 1 Peter 3:18, we read that he was made alive in the Spirit. Why is that important? If you recognize that Paul was declaring justification in the Spirit and confirmed by 1 Peter 3:18, you need to pay attention. He said he was born out of death, so that he is called again and again the firstborn from among the dead. God laid our sins upon him. He made him to be sin, made to suffer in our stead. How many have ever had a car payment? Electric light bill, phone bill. If I paid them all and you continued to pay, wouldn't it be kind of stupid? So while you're trying to make yourself clean, who's being a little stupid? Yeah. My wife's girlfriend, whenever we would use that word, she'd say, I'm not stupid, I'm married stupid. And we used to giggle because obviously Tony was the sweetest man you could ask for, but she would always tease him with that. So in other words, don't be stupid. Wake up. You didn't marry stupid. You married Jesus. Ah. You say, I did? Yes. The minute you said for him to be your bridegroom, you became a bride. So guys, get ready. Wear the outfit well. When he had met the demands of justice, death could hold him no longer. He was declared righteous. He was made alive. He came and he became the firstborn from the dead, the head of a new creation. Colossians 1:18. The head of a new creation means the body, you and me, are also a part of that. Yeah. Are we not the corporate body of Christ? He's the head, we are. How well would you do if you didn't have your head tied on? Not too well. So when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, God is able to declare us righteous on the grounds of what Jesus did. There are two phases to this righteousness. First, God declared us righteous. Second, we are made new creations. It's a coordinate. We become partakers of the divine nature so that we are righteous by nature and righteous by faith. Now, we can understand 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who knew no sin, God made to be sin on my behalf. Try it on for size. Him who knew no sin, God made to be sin on my behalf. Jesus carried it all. What am I doing trying to scrub? I added that because I see myself scrubbing sometimes. And that is a wee bit stupid. It's already clean. What are you doing? Why? That we might become the righteousness of God in him. As surely as God made Jesus sin, God made us righteous the moment we accepted him. If you went to the electric light company and say, how come you're sending me back my checks? Couldn't you get a clue and stop sending out checks every month? They paid it for the rest of your life. Whoops! You're kidding. He paid for my righteousness for the rest of my life? Yes! Go ahead, keep working, stupid. Keep scrubbing. Waste your time. Confess consistently. And you know what? You'll have a double standard. You're really saying I'm righteous, but I better clean my act up. Instead of by faith, I've been made righteous, and God is working to clean me up. How many of you have ever gone fishing? Thank you. Do you clean the fish before you pull them out of the water? Everybody knows that.
When he pulled you out of the water, he had a plan to clean you up. And he's going to finish the job.
Being justified freely by his grace, or being made righteous freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He declared that we were made righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that was in Christ Jesus. He did this for the showing, I say, of his righteousness because of the passing over of the sins done aforetime in the forbearance of God. What does he mean by that? From the time Adam fell until Jesus hung on that cross, God had been covering sin with the blood of bulls and goats. Leviticus 17:11. Old covenant. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. Mind, will, and emotions. That's what your soul is. The word atonement means to cover. It is never used in connection with the blood of Christ because the blood of Christ does not cover, it cleanses. Try it on for size and look at your neighbor. Say, the blood of Christ does not cover. It cleanses. And when I'm clean, he's not changing his mind. I need to change mine. Amen? And you know what? That is not easy to do. Because your whole tradition is clean up your act. Amen? So what do? You keep doing the old stupid stuff. Guess who stupid is? The old you. Yeah. And you married him too. He's Adam. He's the part of you that's like Adam and Eve. The part of you that's like Jesus is your spirit man. Ha ha! You see, there's two of you in there, huh? There's your soul, mind, will, and emotions that follow after the flesh, and that's following Adam, the man of death, the man that chose death freely. Amen? Now, the other part of you is your spirit man that chose what? Christ Jesus. Amen? He's the man of what? Healing, deliverance, righteousness, and resurrection. Ah, you mean I have a choice? Yes, you can go with either one. And if you're like me, you flow from one to the other. And you swing. All right? It's a rock and roll, but it ain't a good one. It's not godly. Okay? What does he mean by that? From the time of Adam's fell until Jesus hung on that cross, God had been covering sin with the blood of bulls and goats. Leviticus 17, I gave it to you. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. So God was being kind under the old covenant. The word atonement means to cover. It is never used in connection with the blood of Christ because the blood of Christ does not cover, it cleanses. We do not need to be covered. We've been cleansed. Under the law, sin was not put away. It was not cleansed. It was only covered by the blood of bulls and goats. Now, by faith, we can take Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, and when we do that, we become the righteousness of God in him. Being made righteous by his grace, we have peace right now with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So is God upset with you? No. He loves you. Having been made righteous, having been declared righteous by the Supreme Court of the universe, having had this fellowship restored that had been broken through the ages, the peace of God which passes all understanding floods our being, Romans 5:1. Peace of God floods your entire being because you know it. Now, what about when you're being in the stupid mode? You get frustrated. You get anxious. You get worried and doubts set in.
How many have a problem with Cupid? Divorce him. Okay? Divorce him. You don't need to stay married to him. Okay? You've married somebody else. You're committing adultery. Huh? I hit you below the belt there. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Now we can stand in his presence without any sin consciousness, without any fear, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so am I in this world. Try it on. As he is, so am I in this world. He is righteous. He himself has declared me righteous. And he made me righteous. It's not something I'm still working on. Hallelujah. This is the foundation on which faith grows. When we know that as the Word of God teaches it, we will step into the Father's presence without any challenge or questioning of our minds. We know that there is there now. What's the next verse? No condemnation. That's right. Because we're in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1 declares it. You're no longer into that guilt complex. And you know, all I can tell you is, when you start declaring that you are righteous because of what Jesus did on that tree, you're going to find yourself in a war. Yes.
Because righteousness is sort of an abstract. It means like we're okay with God. But when you hear you are perfect.
Yeah. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Righteous means you're perfected by him. You're not anymore under construction as far as the spirit is concerned. Your soul, however, is still in your mind, will, and emotions. You're still under the old. You still end up following after Adam sometimes. I don't want to say that I do it, but I do, and I'd be, you know, it's going on for a while. I don't know how long it's going to take for God to clean the rest of it out. Out of the brain, out of the old patterns, okay? And I've shared with you, I mean, when I'm discussing stuff of the old, I sometimes get caught and I catch my mouth saying the wrong thing. I have to confess, wait a minute, this isn't right. And turn it around. Because I end up picking on me. Okay? And God's not picking on us. God is completely satisfied. He declared that we were righteous, we were perfect in his sight, and we better get used to it. That means that you can come to those chains and pull and receive by faith. Because before you had to get on your knees and probably confess about 300 things, and then get up. And then you might make it and pull on the first string. And when you'd be first pulling, you'd question yourself, oh, maybe there's a couple more sins. Maybe I'm not quite ready yet. Maybe there's a healing that he's prepared for me, and I can't receive it because I have to what? Confess a few more. Well, you can confess till the cows come home. That will not set you free. But you can declare that you are righteous in him. And the more you do it, the more freedom you will gain. Close your eyes. Father, I gave them what you showed me. And now I ask for your Holy Spirit to confirm it to them with power and strength so that they will be able to walk and then give it away. Not just carry it for themselves, to give it away to those that you choose. In Jesus' name. Amen.